We're going to learn that Vav Amud Beis of Masech Shabbos. We left off on the bottom of Daf Vav Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. So we had mentioned before in the Brisa that if you have a ditch in the ground that's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, or a fence that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, Zohi Rishul Siyachid. That is a Rishul Siyachid. So says Gemara Lemutei Mai. What are we coming to exclude from the category of Rishul Siyachid? Because we said Zohi, this is Rishul Siyachid. It sounds like something else isn't. Says Gemara Lemutei Mai. It's coming to tell us against Rabbi Yehuda. Titania, yes, or Alkein, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Mishi Yeshel Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidei Rishus Rabim. If a person has two houses on each side of Rishus Rabim, one across from the other, and he wants to carry from one house to the other through Rishus Rabim, Osa Lechi Mikan, Velechi Mikan, Vekora Mikan, Vekora Mikan, Venosi Venosi Be'emsa. He can make a Lechi on either side, or a Kora on either side, and then he can carry in between the two houses. And the reason is because Rabbi Yehuda holds that any time you have two mechitzos, it's a Rosh Hashanah min haTorah with even just two mechitzos. So over here you have two mechitzos, the mechitza of each house. So if you're standing in the Rosh Hashanah, to your right there's one house, to your left there's the other house, so those are two mechitzos. So in order not to come to be metalta in the Rosh Hashanah, it's a din d'rabbanan to make a heker on the other two sides with either a lechi or a korah. But on the right level, it's already Rosh Hashanah in between them. Amrlo ein ma'arvin Rosh Hashanah b'kach. And the Chacham disagreed with Rabbi Yehuda, said, no, this is a Rosh Hashanah harabim min haTorah, and you cannot be matir carrying Rosh Hashanah by a lechi or a kora. The amai kora le gemura. Why does it call it Rosh Hashanah gemura? Because now the time keeps the rabbanon le Rabbi Yehuda, the law of Rosh Hashanah hanim letaltel. Because I might have thought that Chacham just say it's not Rosh Hashanah as far as carrying more than four amos in it. Aval Israel, but in terms of throwing from a Rosh Hashanah to it, modulate the Chacham are going to be modulate Rabbi Yehuda that it's considered Rosh Hashanah a Rosh Hashanah yachid, and you're going to be chayiv if you throw from Rosh Hashanah into this area, because min haTorah, maybe they agree that anywhere that has two mechitzos is really Rosh Hashanah yachid. So come ask Shmuel, that's tell me, no, the Chachamim completely disagree. So main point number one, Rabbi Yehuda holds any place that has even two mechitzos is already Rosh Hashanah yachid, midoraisa, and the Chachamim disagree and say that no, it's not going to be Rosh Hashanah yachid midoraisa with only two mechitzos, not for any halacha. So Amar Mar, we then went on to say in the Braisa that the Sratia and the Platia and the Mavuos HaMafalashim, Zoe Rosh Hashanah, those things have the status of a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah, Mutemai. What are we excluding from the category of Rosh Hashanah? The Muteidach Rabbi Yehuda. This is excluding another comment that Rabbi Yehuda had. The Tanan, because the Mishnah says in Maseches Erevin that the Chum allow making four pasim, which are like these right angle posts around a bar that's in the Rosh Hashanah Rabin, and the area that's in between those four posts now takes on the status of Rosh Hashanah Yachid, which now means that you're able to fill up water from the bar and bring it out to the area outside of the bar to give your animals to drink. Rabbi Yehuda, Merimaisa, Darach, Rosh Hashanah, Mafsaktan, Yisal Kenel, Etzdadan. If in between the pasim, the pathway of the Rosh Hashanah Rabin goes right in between those posts, then you have to move the Derech HaRabim to another place outside of those pasim, because otherwise the fact that Rabim passed through it is going to be mevatel those mechitzos, and it's no longer going to be halachically considered a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. V'cham meino tzarech, V'cham saying no, the hiluch of the Rabim is not going to be mevatel the mechitzos. If you have the four posts on the four corners, everything in between is Rosh Hashanah Yachid, no matter who is walking in between. V'amai kar le gemura, okay, but why do we call it Rosh Hashanah gemura? I tanaresha gemura tanami sefer gemura. That's just because we're keeping the language consistent. That since the resha used the lashon of gemura in the sefer, we use the lashon of gemura as well. The lashon of nami midbar. Wait a second. When we're counting, what's a Rosh Hashanah? Why don't we mention a midbar as well? The atanya ezi Rosh Hashanah srati oplati gedolam vosam flashon viha midbar. Amar bai lo kasha kan bizman shisol shruim the midbar kan bizman hazeh. A midbar is not always a Rosh Hashanah. A midbar is a Rosh Hashanah when you have 3 million Jews walking through it, but when you don't have 3 million Jews walking through it, the midbar does not have the status of Rosh Hashanah. So main point number two that we have in Machlokas, whether a Derech HaRabim makes something a Rosh Hashanah, even if it's surrounded by modified mechitzos, And a midbar can be Rosh Hashanah, depending on who's in it currently. Amar, then we had said in the Braisa, Im Hotzi, if a person carries from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Yehichnes, or brings something in from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, B'shogeg Chayiv Chatos, if he does it B'shogeg, he's Chayiv Chatos, B'mezid on Rosh Karis, and if he does it B'mezid, he's Chayiv Karis, V'niskal, and if he does it B'mezid with Hasra, he's Chayiv Skila. B'shogeg Chayiv Chatos Pshita, isn't that obvious that if a person does Nisid Baraisa B'shogeg of Chil Shabbos, he's going to be Chayiv Chatos? Meaning once I learn that one Rosh Hashanah is Rosh and the other one is Rosh Hashanah, just say that if you're Motzi Mizel Azel, you're Chayiv. And I know that if you, I know what the rules are. Shogeg Chayiv Chatos, and if you did it B'mezid, Chayiv Kares, and with Hasra, Skila, all of that is obvious. So it's not B'mezid and Rosh Kares, V'niskal, it's Shichalei. No, there is a Chivish by saying that B'mezid, you're Chayiv Kares, and if you've got Hasra, you're Chayiv Skila. To tell me that there's a Chayiv Skila with Hasra. And Agav that Chivish, we tell us, it tells us all the other halachas. So Zumar, why is that a chiddush? Hanami pshita, that's also obvious. Now, hakam hashmona kedrav, tamarav, matzasim migal astarim, bei Rabbi Chiya, v'kasav ba, isi ben Yud Omer, avos melachos, arbaim chasrachas, ve'ino chayiv ela achas. And he means to say that if you do all of the melachos of Shabbos in b'shogeg with one helim, that you didn't know in between each melacha that you had violated something, you don't only chayiv a single chatas. So it's coming to tell me that no, that you chayiv a separate chatas for each and every melacha that you did. Amy, is that what Isi said, that if you violate all the avos melachos, you only chayiv one korban chatas? But we have a Mishnah later on in the Fine Gimel, avos melachos arba'im chaser achas, that there are 39 avos melachos, v'avinan ba, and we discuss, minyana lamali, why do I need a number to be told, why do I need to be told a number of how many avos melachos there are? It lists them, so I can count on my own. Just tell me what the melachos are, choresh and zareya, and v'chulei v'chulei, why do you have to give me a number? That's the whole reason the Mishnah gives me a number, is to tell me that you're chayiv on, if you do them all, the helem echad, you're chayiv separately for each of them. So meaning, for example, no matter how many acts of Chil Shabbos you did, if it was all in one helem, it was all with one period of forgetfulness where you didn't realize in between what you had done, even if you did 1,000 acts of Chil Shabbos, the most you could be chayiv is 39. So the point is, though, you see in this Mishnah that one chatos is for sure not enough. You're chayiv chatos for each av melacha. So how could Isi say that you're only chayiv a single chatos for everything that you had done? Ele'ema enu chayiv al achas mehen. No, what we mean to say is that Isi said you're not chayiv skila of these 39 melachos that are also on Shabbos. There is one melacha that you're not chayiv skila on, and we don't know which one it is. So up until now, we're explaining what Isi ben Yehuda holds. In order to be miyashiv, why the Baisa has to tell me that a motzi or machnis b'mezid on ushkares and skila. Isn't that pashut? So the Gemara says, so here's the answer. So the chiddush is that hotza'ah is one of those malachos that there's no safek about. It's one of those malachos that you're for sure going to be chayiv for. That's the chiddush. So main point, whatever number we're up to, is that when we say that if you do it b'mezid, you're chayiv with hasra, you're chayiv skila, it's a chiddush to tell me that hotza'ah is not the one malacha that's the exception. Hotza'ah is not the one malacha that you're not going to be chayiv skila for. Let's go weiter. Amr Mar, so we had also said on the Braisa, Aval Yom, Ubekovis, Devanis, Vakarmelis, Ein lo kershus yachad, lo kershus ram, that there are certain places that do not have the status of kershus yachad, nor the status of a kershus ram. So Ubika in a local Shusiyachid, the local Shusarabim, is that true that Ubika, an area with a lot of fields, is neither a Shusiyachid nor a Shusarabim? Vahatnan, but the Mishnah says in Mesechus Taharos, Habika b'yimos hachama, during the summertime, Rosh Hashiyachid, the Shabbos, is considered Rosh Hashiyachid for Shabbos because a lot of people do not walk through there because people do not want to ruin whatever is out in the field. Rosh Hashanah l'tuma, but it's considered Rosh Hashanah with regard to Safek Tuma, because the halacha is that Safek Tuma Rosh Hashiyachid is tamei, but Rosh Hashanah is tahar. That we learn that from a sota. The din of the bikkur is like a Rosh Hasharabim. So if you have a Safek Tuma that comes up in there, it's going to be tahar. Why? Why is it not called a Rosh Hashiyachid l'gabei Tuma? Because so. So why is it? Because it's not called Rosh Hashiach Legabei Tumah unless people would hide in there, and it would be somewhere where people would go in private. I mean, just like a sota, we learned by sota that Savitum Rosh Hashiach is tamei because a sota goes benister. She goes with the man that she's been accused of secretly. But a bikkur would be a terrible place to hide. It's not a place to hide at all because there could be people coming in at any time. During the winter time, it's considered Rosh Hashiach for both Shabbos and for Tumah because no one goes there at all. It's completely closed off. So Savitum Rosh Hashiach is tamei, and you see from this Mishnah that Legabe Shabbos, the bikkur is always considered a Rosh Hashiach. It's only Legabe Tumah that sometimes it's a Rosh Hashiach, sometimes it's a Rosh Hashiach. So how come in our Braisa we said that a bikkur has the din of a Carmelist? Over here we see that it's from this Mishnah, that it always has the din of Rosh Hashiach. So the Gemara answers, Amar Ula Liolam Carmelist Havya. Really, it's a Carmelist. What we mean when we say it's a Rosh Hashiach is that it's not a Rosh Hashiach. Rav Ashi Amar, if you go into Isla Mechitzel, that when the Mishnah Taro says that it's Rosh Hashiach, it's talking about a bikkur that's actually surrounded by mechitzos. But a regular bikkur in a chinami would be a carmelis. The chihada amar ula amar Rabbi Yochanan, and that which we say that a bikkur that's surrounded by walls is like Rosh Hashiach, in that if you throw from Rosh Hashanah to it, it's yechayiv. That's like what Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. The karpaf, that if you have an area that doesn't have a ceiling over it and it's surrounded by walls, yoser mi beis hasayim. That's more than beis hasayim. A large area. Shalohu kaf ledira. And even though it has mechitzos, those mechitzos are not there in order that people should be able to live in those mechitzos. Va'afilu kur, va'afilu kurayim. Even if it's a beis kur, a place where you could plant 30 sa'a of grain, and even if it's a beis kurayim where you could plant 60 sa'a of grain, so even though you're not allowed to carry more than 4 amos within it, hazorik letolcho, if you throw from Rosh Hashanah into it, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv because of achnasa l'Rosh Hashanah. My taima, mechitzahi, elisha mechusars diurin. And the reason you're chayiv is because the mechitza that surrounds it is min ha-Torah, a real kosher mechitza, and therefore min ha-Torah makes it Rosh Hashanah. It's just that there's no one that lives there, and in that sense, it's like Rosh Hashanah. So we're machmir on both sides, that you can't carry more than 4 amos within it, but throwing something into it from a Rosh Hashanah would be chayiv. So Bishlam, Rav Ashi lo amar kedu ula. I understand Rav Ashi didn't want to say the Mishnah Taros, like Ula explained it, that even though it's a Carmelist, the Tana calls it Rosh Hashanah. I understand why you wouldn't want to say that, because you'd rather say that that it's talking about a bikkur that's Mukavs Mechitza, where Minat Torah, it actually is Rosh Hashanah. Elo ula my time ilom kishmatei. But why did Ula not want to say, why did he not want to explain the Mishnah and Taros to be talking about a bikkur that's mukaf mechitza, and the Brice is telling me that it's mamish Rosh Hashanah, that he's the one that holds it in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that that's actually true, that it is a Rosh Hashanah, that a karpav is a Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. So why wouldn't he use that halacha that he holds of to explain the Mishnah and Taros? So Amalach, Ula is going to tell you, Ida isla mechitos bikkur karile. Wait, if it has mechitos, you would call that a bikkur? Karpif, the Mishnah would never have referred to it as a bikkur. Bikkur by definition means an open field. We wouldn't have called that a bikkur, we would have called that a karpif. Ravashi rishos hayachid katani. And Ravashi would answer the reason that it says bikkur, that's mukaf mechitos, and even though we don't normally call an area that's mukaf mechitos a bikkur, and he didn't want to say like Ula that the Tana calls it a carmelis, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, is because Rosh Hashanah katani. It says in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, and we don't call a carmelis Rosh Hashanah. So he has no other choice but to say that it's a bikkur that's mukaf mechitos, meaning it's just so troubling to call something that is a Carmelis by a title that's not true by calling it a Rosh Hashanah. So that can't be what the Mishnah and Taharos really meant to say. So we have two explanations of this Mishnah and Taharos, that a bikkur always has the status of a Rosh Hashanah. Either means not really Rosh Hashanah, it means Carmelis, or yes, it has the status of Rosh Hashanah when it's Mukaf Mechitzos. That's when it would have the status of Rosh Hashanah, because it takes on the chumras of Rosh Hashanah, because on a daraisa level, itaka is a Rosh Hashanah. So Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up over there on Daf Zayin Amid Aleph.